This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 30th, Intimacy with God.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There, the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, but to this day no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land.
What an incredible privilege to have intimacy with God. The Lord initiated his relationship with Moses at Mount Horeb in the wilderness by appearing to him from within a bush that was full of flames but did not burn up. God called to him, "Moses, Moses," and told him to take off his shoes, for he was standing on holy ground. Moses obeyed God and was assured of God's presence from that initial encounter. God instructed Moses in carrying out his mission, and he listened when Moses spoke to him. It was the beginning of an intimate relationship. Being in God's presence is a spiritual encounter, whether private or public. We cannot make it happen on our own. The Lord must draw us to Himself. We can experience God's presence anywhere at any time, because God is always with us, no matter where we are. We may experience God's presence while reading the Bible, praying, worshiping, serving a prison sentence, lying in the hospital, or washing dishes. Sometimes we are desperate for intimacy with God. Like David, we may thirst and long for God's presence. The spiritual practices of solitude, reading the Bible, fasting, and prayer can help us cultivate intimacy with God. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, draw me near. Help me to cultivate an intimate relationship with God. Fill me with your refreshing presence each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.